In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Whenever I have the opportunity to read this particular passage from the Gospel of St. Matthew, most especially its conclusion, with the Lord understanding that the Pharisees and the Herodians had come to ensnare and entrap him, he says to them, "Render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and render to God the things that are God's." St. Hilary of Poitiers, in reflecting upon this particular passage, reminds us that once we have rendered everything to God that belongs to God, there is nothing left to give to Caesar. Given the age in which we find ourselves, when we are now in direct conflict with the government that should rightly be governing us, when we find ourselves conflicted as to how we can be both loyal citizens to Holy Mother Church, but loyal citizens also to this great nation of ours, this passage from Sacred Scripture is timely and significant, because it properly situates where our true allegiance actually lies. And if there is any decision that must be made, and any sacrifice that must be made, that any identity that must be lost, then we put aside our identity as citizens of this nation and recognize that our citizenship is indeed in heaven. This is not an easy thing for me to say, nor do I encourage that we do this lightly. For indeed, this is a great nation. I have lived in other countries, and I know the great benefits it comes in being an American and the things of this, our land. But if we have to hold on to those things by sacrificing our identity as Catholics and the freedom to practice our faith, then the things in this nation then are simply not worthwhile. Because in truth, brothers and sisters, once we have given God all that belongs to him, the decision is an easy one. There really isn't anything left over. Or, to properly situate it, the best of citizens are those who believe in God. And let's go one step further. The best of the best of citizens are those who practice our Catholic faith. We are the most loyal, and the most obedient, and the most faithful, and the most willing to die in the defense, in the proclamation of the truth. But not truth decided by committee, not truth governed by only those who are elect or the elites, but the truth that has been handed down, the truth that is to be safeguarded and protected, not decided or not discriminated against, not made up willy-nilly according to caprice or desire or want. To live as God intends us to live. In the early part of the founding of this nation, many of our bishops referred to this land of ours as the most fertile and proper land for the full culmination of the life of the faith, precisely because we enjoyed the freedoms of our faith in this nation, even when they were circumscribed in the manner in which they were circumscribed. Certainly better here than it had been in Europe and other parts of the world. But now, sadly, that cannot be said. And so what do? We don't have to war against our nation. It has not come to that pass just yet. Our focus always should be instead upon giving God those things that belong to God. And then going forth and witnessing and proclaiming the truth, being missionaries, even in our own land. But then it begs the question, if we are going to go forth and propagate the faith, if we're going to go forth and preach the truth, what is the gospel that we bring to the world? It is the prosperity gospel of a Joyce Meyer's ministry or a Joel Osteen who preaches that you get to feel good and believe in God in the same way? Or is it a gospel based in truth in Christ and his cross? Because that is the real authentic content of Roman Catholicism. It isn't feeling good, although it does make us feel good. It isn't about being right. It is about being righteous and redeemed. It isn't about getting what I want. Rather, it's about giving to God those things that belong to God. And so if we're going to transform this nation, and we are the best ones primed to do that, then we must offer them that which will indeed transform them. And what transforms us? A bold proclamation of the truth. A beautiful embracing of the mystery of the cross. this constant exhortation that is throughout the whole of the spiritual life to put on the new man who is Christ. And in putting him on and wrapping ourselves in that mantle that is God himself, allowing all of that to literally permeate who we are, and then every aspect of our existences correspond to this truth. And our proclamation is not just what we say, but also the manner in which we live our lives. One could say it is a sadness that it has come to pass that it is impossible to be a Christian in what is theoretically a Christian land. But I, brothers and sisters, say this is a wonderful opportunity for us to witness to our faith. Because the early church knew that the surest route to heaven was by the shedding of your blood. Which is why, after the persecutions ended, so many went into the desert to live separately from the world. Sacrifice, abnegation, dying to oneself. These are the way and the road to God. Because the more I lose myself, the better able I am to find myself. The more I die in Christ, the better able I am to share in his new life. And so now God is giving us these wonderful opportunities to do precisely that. In the interest of full disclosure, it is not an easy thing. And for all the opportunities that are given to me to sacrifice, there are so many that I reject or that I simply blindly walk by, or actually I say I will not serve. My laziness, my fear, my lethargy, my indifference, my desire to be thought well of by men, to be comfortable in this life, to not lose anything because I want to hold on to those few things that I actually have. But if we can move back for just a moment and reflect on the fullness of what it is that we actually have, the Lord who's about to come to us under the simple gifts of bread and wine to make his dwelling in us and in so doing to strengthen us. These things that I have, these material possessions, being thought well of by men, pale in comparison, simply cannot hold a candle to the reality of God himself. Next week, we will celebrate Christ, who is our King, and we will take to the streets with Christ, who is our King. When we take to the streets, we don't do so with violence. We don't do so with placards that denigrate the dignity of other human beings. We don't destroy property. We don't deface things. Instead, we bring Christ. We bring him with voices full of joy and peace. We sing hymns and songs and inspired hymns and praises. This is how we go forth into the world. We will be mocked and ridiculed every year that we have done this. Every Eucharistic procession that has taken place while we have been here, there have some who have gone by who have hurled insults at us. Rejoice and be glad that you've been found worthy to suffer in the name of the Lord. Be glad when they spit upon you and mock you, because they did this to our Lord. And if they did this to our Master, how can we not expect that they would likewise do this to us? But again, and I feel that the only thing you hear from me is sadness and darkness and sorrow and difficulty. Those things are real and true, and yes, you do hear those from me often, but I would be remiss if I did not remind you that all of this is rooted in, wrapped up in, a reality of hope. There is no reason for sadness or sorrow. There's no reason to give in to the darkness, even when at times it might envelop us, because the light of Christ has conquered sin and death once for all. We are in the process, striving to the best of our abilities to give God those things that belong to him. And we are constantly vigilant in preparing ourselves to carry the crosses that the Lord places upon us, knowing that if we die with Christ, indeed, we will live with him. And so, go forth and think about the world in which you live, most definitely. But think about your true, authentic dignity. Yes, rejoice at those freedoms that we have for a time, but realize that the greatest freedom is to praise God. And no matter how difficult that may become for us, and even if there comes a time when we can't do so publicly and we go underground, we will always be able to give fitting glory and praise to God in our hearts. Give those things to men that properly belong to them, but give the things to God, all things to God. that belong to him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.